OTR mobile. OTR KF4 NXY. How you doing, Tom?
This Finer and Frog here, split three ways, David. We are just leaving and headed out towards, what do they call that place, Bernice? Oh, the name of it. All About Fabrics, that's what it is, down at Williamston. The wife's got something she wants to make.
Yeah, my wife's gone to that store and got fabric several times in the past. They got a pretty good selection in there.
Acres of it, seems like. The only thing I dread is I-85, and there's just not much of a decent alternative to it, David. But we try to go during the retirement time of day and stay out of the rush hour. Hopefully, anyways. Nowadays, everything is rush hour up here in our area, it seems like. I got about 10 or 15 cars ahead of me now at the stoplight. So life goes. Well, you got any plans for today?
I got a dental appointment this afternoon. I'm getting some new dentures, so got to go see the dentist a few times to get everything set up for it.
Couple of friends that's had some dental work done lately, WU2T and W4DJW, and I don't think with DJW that the dentist is his favorite destination.
So sometimes it can be right painful, but I'm not anticipating anything like that. I think it'll be a good trip. It won't be no big problem to it. But anyway, when you get to the fabric store, they used to have a place for the men to sit over when you go in to the left, and they had a TV over there, and they'd have, you know, old westerns playing. So, you know, that way you won't be so bored.
I wouldn't say that in front of my wife. I'm bored. I'll say good morning, David.
Good morning, David.
That's your favorite place. Yeah, I don't stand for very long because I got a bad foot, and that's exactly where I go. And there used to be an old veteran at the door, and he passed away. And his wife is still there, so I generally strike up a conversation with her. But it's been a while since I've been there, so naturally I've forgotten her name. But they're real nice folks down there. They really are. And it is a gigantic store. We never ever had nothing like that up in Kansas.
Yeah, it's a good place to shop. Like I say, my wife, she's reupholstered you know, furniture a time or two with the stuff she's gotten there, so you know, it's, you know, and I don't mind going with her, because like I said, I can sit over there and watch the old westerns while she shops.
Do you get over the air TV at your house?
Yes, sir. I got over-the-air TV, and I've got some of the streaming services, you know, that I watch through the Internet.
TR Mobile. Well, that's excellent. We watch that more than we watch the streaming stuff. We do have Spectrum, but there's just very few things we watch on it. And most of the time, that'd be Gunsmoke or something like that when it ain't anywhere else. And Bernice likes The Rookies on Tuesday night. I like that, too. It's a good show. And the rest of the stuff is just a little too modern for us. But we love Grit TV. And that's 21.5. And 4.2 is MeTV. And 4.4 is very interesting. It's story television. Now, this morning they were doing the Hindenburg and had it from start to finish, the evolution of it, and through the crash and the crash investigation, and they had survivors of it there. But you just never know what they might have. And we also like Modern Marvels. That's a good one.
A lot of times, like I was saying the other day, I get up through the night and I'll go to my little room and find all kind of stuff, like, you know, that 4.4, I think you were talking about, that story television, and they got a lot of interesting programs.
Where do you live at, David? We're up here north part of Greer between Cunningham and Lake Robinson.
At the other end of the county down here on 25, I don't know if you know where the landfill, that's the only improvement Greenville County has done for us, is they put the county dump down here. And it's about a mile from the house, and kind of near the Lawrence County border and the Greenwood County border.
We always used to say, you know, working maintenance, poop flows downhill, and we was always in the gutter. shoot. But, no, I with you. We don't get out a lot, David, and we've been up on Highway 25 up north. We come back that way. We go up to the casino about once a year, and sometimes twice, but usually not. This year we went twice. The kids took us once, and we went up once by ourselves. And as we're coming back down, the sooner I get off I-26 up there, the better. I like it.
You're talking about the Cherokee Casino.
Yeah, we go up there and we have a few dollars set aside, and when that's gone, we walk away. And we used to go down to Miami, Oklahoma, when we lived in Kansas, and our limit was $20, if you could believe that. But I'd play those nickel card machines for 2 or 3 hours and have a lot of fun. I don't know any other card games, to be honest with you. Just 5-card draw.
Back when the poker machines were legal, I had a lot of fun playing them, you know, just put a few quarters in them, and sometimes I'd get lucky and run them up to where I could cash it in and get $20, and sometimes I'd put $3 or $4 in it and wind up losing it. So, you know, but those things were set up to pay off every so often to keep people, keep on putting money in them.
I always ask people if we're on the elevator up there, I'll say. We always stay overnight. And I always ask them, do you see that sign over the door as you come in? And they'd say, well, what's that? I said, this is where two fools met. And I've never had one disagree with me yet.
Yeah, that's the main thing is, you know, just go to have a good time and, you know, decide ahead of time how much you're going to spend. And when you've done that, you know, just go up to your room and call it a night.
LTR with a man on the mountain. Yes, sir, I do. I'll just go up there and watch TV while the wife stays down there and gambles. If I'm playing on their money, I'll get a little braver and I'll bet up to $1, sometimes $1.25 once in a while. But it's got to be their money. I ain't going that much otherwise. They got some that now that are penny machines, and they got some now that are still nickel machines. But you don't win very much if you bet a quarter. You gotta bet 50 cents or so, and I don't know. I just kind of cringe. It's like throwing the money out there. It's like getting a traffic ticket, you know. You're just tossing it out, but you just got to look at it as fun, and if you think you're going to win, like I say, that's where two fools met.
KF4NXY. Yeah, I've been on the cruise ships a time or two, and gone to where they've got the gaming tables, and I lose a little bit, and then I go find something else to do on the cruise ship, because I don't want to leave all my spending money in the gambling area.
I consider it my contribution to the Indian tribes up there, and that's their way of making a living, so it don't bother me too much. But, I've won once in a while. Last time I won $40, and I put most of that back in. I think I cashed it out at 20, but nothing big. I walk by those roulette tables and those poker tables where those guys are playing. I just can't. Oh, I'd have a heart attack if I bet that much money. If I had it. If I had it, I wouldn't be betting it. But that's true. They didn't get all them gold fixtures by losing.
The house usually wins. That's why, you know. That's why, you know, like you said, that's why they're in business. They know they got the odds are in their favor.
I seen a guy take a $100 bill one time and put it in one of those great big giant slot machines, you know, with the Lucky Sevens or something. But it was one of those huge ones, and it was a dollar machine. And he put, I think, $5 at a time in, and it ate that $100 bill just as fast as it would my $20 bill. But I did have a friend. He was an optometrist up in Kansas. In there, well, John would be there, and he'd be in that the high dollar room, you know, that they got set aside for high rollers, I guess. And he'd bet $3 at a time, just over and over and over and over in those things. And if he'd win, he'd immediately move to another machine. And that was his theory of operation, which it's all random. I don't know how you come up with a theory, but that's what a lot of people do. And a lot of people sit there and tap on them and rub on them, talk to them. It's amazing. And it's just a little old Windows 10 computer sitting down there below you. But they have fun with it. But he wound up winning, what was it, $500,000? I think $500,000. And he retired.
Yeah, you make that kind of a haul. I bet he did retire. KF4NXY.
I can't remember how he spelled his last name. But I always went to him for my eyeglasses because our company that I worked for 32 years as an electrician, electronic technician, that's where we got our glasses, through the company. And his last name was Nix. If you spelled it commonly, it'd be N-I-X, but it was more like Nix. German, I think, wasn't it, or Austrian? Bernice, but really a wonderful guy. A little wiry guy. He didn't take any guff off of anybody. I always admired him. But I heard him one day, and a big company called in and said, you better get these glasses done at such and such a time and this and that. And he just basically told them where they could put it, that, you know, he was doing the best he could. And I thought, boy, you don't want to lose a customer that has 900 employees there in a small town. But John didn't care. But they said he retired after that. I was talking to my friend, Tool Grinder, up there a few months ago, and he told me John retired. And he retired pretty young, by golly. Well, we're down near the GSP airport, and Rusty was going to come over today. I had a little item for him, and Bernice reminded me I'd promised her to take her down here, so we're going to let him know when we get home, and if he can make it over, fine. If he can't, he can come another day, tomorrow, the next. But we don't often go anywhere, and I didn't want to disappoint her, so I texted him this morning, told him we was going to take care of Bernice first.
Well, I'll take a standby with you and see if he's out there somewhere. Y'all be careful on the road and have a good afternoon. I'm going to have to head out a little bit myself and go see that dentist. Good talking to you, Tom. Yeah, have a good day. KF4NXY, be clear on your final.
Well, the pleasure's all mine, sir. Really nice talking to you this morning. Thanks for riding along, and we're getting ready to enter I-85 down here on KX4NXY in 0TR73. David, have a good day.
4DJW Mobile.
Hey, Dave, I was just talking about you with KX4NXY, David. He's going to get some store-bought teeth taken care of today. How did yours work out?
But it was a little more painful than my old dentist, but didn't last as long, I guess, is the difference. A little more pain for a little less duration. Trade off. But so far, so good. We'll see how well this turns out. I got to go back. I got a crown, and, you know, it comes in two parts. One where they do all the measurements and all that stuff, and they put a temporary on, and then you go back and put the real deal on. We'll see how well that goes in the end, see if I go back to the other two pieces of work.
Crowns are never fun. Here's your tip of the day from Tom. Don't chew gum while you got that temporary on.
Anymore, anyway. I used to do that. Well, that was probably 25 years ago when I used to, I was young when I chewed gum. I don't chew gum anymore.
Part I don't unless I'm driving. And especially out here on I-85 between where you get on 14 and until you get past Woodruff, put it that way. Arg. It's bumper to bumper down here as usual. We're passing down here by, the golf thing, Top Golf.
14?
No, we're on I-85, right across from California Dreaming here.
South or north?
Well, taking Bernice down to Williamston, Dave. What in the world is that sign? There's a big sign. Here says crawl space, stinky house with a question mark. I guess they take care of crawl spaces. I thought that was a funny ad. Yeah, we're going down there to the fabric world, you know, all about fabrics for Bernice.
Bernice Day. That's a Bernice's fun day. That's good. Bernice deserves more of those.
Sounds good. Good morning, Dave.
Hope you're doing well.
Okay.
Well, you're doing a good deed. Yeah, you're probably paying her back one millionth of what you owe her, though.
Well, that's the truth. You don't have any spare Valium while I'm out here on I-85, do you?
So I wouldn't know. I heard it's not good for you, though.
But that's what they used to take in the old days for their nerves, and I don't know. I just not as brave as I used to be, Dave, I guess. Now, it's cleared out now. We're down here. Exit 51C, it says Greenville and Woodruff. And I guess it's because of that construction back there. I'll be glad when they get done with it. They've sure done a nice job, though, what they have done.
Well, they're not as brave as you used to be. I don't like that either, especially White Hampton. White Hampton gives me the heebie-jeebies. Not like it did used to do that, but it does now. And maybe it's not as brave.
I've never had a problem.
My limits more than they used to.
Probably come out of it in a minute.
I think we'd be able to go again.
Well, you was in a bad spot there, I think. But it could have been all these new bridges. Who knows? Traffic's slowing their normal rate, 80 mile an hour.
85 now?
The GPS says 82, matter of fact.
Yes. Being that I got a state trooper in front of me, I'm being more well-behaved.
Lane over into the other one, so this, I think it's a Mitsubishi SUV. He's wanting to go around. Either that or an Acura, I'm not sure. I think it's Mitsubishi. Oh, it's an Infiniti. Well, he can afford the ticket more than I can.
The hassle. It's not so much the money, but it's the hassle of your time is lost while you're having to deal with not just the initial incident, but all of the others that followed after that.
Well, to be quite honest with you, I've only had three in my life, knock on wood, thank the good Lord. And two of those are on a motorcycle. One of them I deserved very definitely. It was Sunday afternoon, and I was coming down a hill 80 mile an hour, and I just ran it up to 80 and let off the gas and was coasting down to 55 back then. It's been many, many years ago, probably 40 or 50 years ago. And one of them, the cop stopped me because motorcycles and sports cars have been causing a lot of accidents in that area, and I was running 45 and a 35, but I was just barely keeping up with the traffic out in Wichita, Kansas, when I was working at Learjet for $1.70 an hour, bucking rivets. And the other one was for turn left off of Broadway in Pittsburgh, Kansas at 10:30 at night because it was a new cop, and he didn't have anything else to do, I don't think, Dave.
I'll be pretty scratchy on you right now because you're getting pretty scratchy on me. I'm in front of the Honda place on White Hampton coming up on Red Lobster, so I'll give it a break until I get down on 291 and 0TRW4DJW.
Okay, Dave, great to hear you. I just was worried about you and that dentist, and glad to hear it went okay. The rest of it will be easy flying, no problems, because all I got to do is put that old cap on there and glue her down with some super glue, I guess. Take care, Dave. W4DJW and 0TR Mobile.